Good morning.
Happy Father's Day. You know, so often Mother's Day somehow seems to be more special than Father's Day. I don't know why, but somehow we always celebrate Mother's Day more than we celebrate Father's Day. I mean, Mother's Day, what do? We take mom out for dinner, nice restaurant, do something nice. Father's Day, what do? Dad cooks on the grill. Well, we have the same thing here today as we have a little luncheon or breakfast. And for Mother's Day, the fathers cooked for the mothers. For Father's Day, the fathers are cooking for the fathers. Something doesn't seem right here. You know, the fathers, oftentimes I think we are maybe a little bit neglected, or at least we feel like we are neglected. You know, and even on television, sitcoms, you know, we see the difference. It always shows the mother is being beautiful and smart and the one who's got it all together. And the fathers are fat and stupid. Now, we're not fat. We may be stupid. Well, some of us are fat, yeah. But you see the difference is that sometimes, and we do, we feel neglected, we feel persecuted sometimes. So it's wonderful that we have a Father's Day. Even though, to my understanding, Father's Day didn't come until years and years after they had a Mother's Day. Okay, because the fathers protested. And I think that the fathers need to protest. If you feel that you're being neglected, if you feel like we're not really getting the respect that we deserve, we need to protest. And I suggest that we protest. And on this Father's Day, in protest, all day long, we leave the toilet seat up. What is the difference about putting the toilet seat up and putting it down? Why are we required to put it down and the women are not required to put it up? You know, the energy that it takes to put the toilet seat down is far less than the energy it takes to complain about it for 3 hours. Today truly is Father's Day, and fathers, even though we might feel neglected and feel that we don't get the respect that we need, in fact, being a father is a big responsibility, and you know it as well as I do. Mothers show the nurturing, and they show the emotions, but we as men, most of the time, we have been bred or somehow we don't have that thing to be able to show our emotions. It's more difficult for us to show our emotions. So therefore, you know, it's thought that maybe, you know, we are not as emotional or that we don't care as much about our children as the mothers do. But the fathers, I'm here to tell you now, to suffer for their children as much as, in some cases, maybe more than the mothers do. Since we take a great deal of responsibility for the well-being of our families. There's a great deal of social pressure on the fathers to take responsibility for their families. And the father has always been traditionally the role of the one who the buck stops at. There's the bottom line, it's the father. The bottom line of responsibility is the father. So on this day, Father's Day, first I think we should remember our Father in heaven, who has taken responsibility for all of us, who has suffered because of all of us, who has throughout the years put up with us, as sometimes we have to put up with our children. So on this day, wives, don't nag your husbands. On this day, wives, understand that you can ask questions during the commercials. Allow the father his day, one day of peace. Allow the father one day to celebrate fatherhood. Even though I know that probably all the fathers are going to be doing the cooking today. I know that we have them cooking our breakfast now. But really, take the opportunity to wish the fathers a happy Father's Day. And take the opportunity to allow the fathers to be fathers and not be worrying about their wives, whatever.